Introduction. Sleep Stories began as a purely audio project. I was narrating the Classic Ghost Stories podcast and several listeners said that my voice put them to sleep. My first reaction, understandably, was outrage. They listened to the podcast and went to sleep. But then it dawned on me that they said it as a compliment. About the same time, one of my daughters introduced me to the idea of sleep stories. Apparently she'd got an app. Then the other one said that she too listened to sleep stories and that sleep stories were a thing. I have spent years trying to keep readers on the edge of their seats, and now all I wanted to do was fall asleep. Seriously, however, lack of sleep is an awful thing. My day job working as a psychiatric nurse in a GP surgery shows me how many people struggle to sleep and how awful lack of sleep is for them. Because of a combination of all of those factors, I decided to launch my second podcast, Sleep Stories. I initially wrote these 23 little tales, narrated them and put them out, and the response was very encouraging. I'm not sure where I got the inspiration for these pieces, probably from a combination of happy memories, favourite places, favourite stories from books, often from childhood, and then sometimes my own musings, such as A Walk Round the Harbour, which was a description of the walk I took and take from our surgery in my lunch break. It was nice in the sunshine, but I grew to love it in the rain. The Christmas tree story does describe the silver tinsel Christmas tree my mother used to set up every December when I was young. And I really did love staring at it for hours. The Christmas market is from trips to Germany, Poland and Prague. The faraway tree is inspired by the Enid Blyton books that I read or was read to as a child. A rainy bus ride describes my habit of taking the bus on rainy days in London. And I really did want to go to the Palomar Observatory when I saw it from the freeway in Los Angeles, but never did. Maybe I will one day. And then, of course, I wanted the stories to become dreamlike, so I let my pen flow and was often surprised what it conjured up. I can't guarantee that these little snippets will put you to sleep, but I have grown very fond of them, and so I thought I'd publish them in book form for you to read them out to your loved ones, children and adults alike. The cover is by my talented daughter Imogen. You can find more of her work on Etsy at Imogarts. That's at Imogarts, Imogen Arts. In the meantime, I wish you happy slumbers. And don't forget to tune into Sleep Stories by Tony Walker on your favourite podcast app to hear more of our unfolding series of snippets and tales. Tony Walker, Maryport, April 2021.